The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
It's the morning show everybody's talking about. The Morning Answer with Joey Hudson.
My wife and I have been listening to you for years, and it's just a joy to listen to you every morning to 94.5.
Good morning, Joey. Thanks for making my ride to work a little bit more bearable every day.
Now, back to The Morning Answer from the WeSellKiwi.com studio on 94.5. The Answer.
636. Brian writes on the Big Rock text line, Joey, the Republicans need to put a banner under the billboard saying no vaccine mandates. Yeah, we could add our own little. I got a note yesterday from a guy, and I need to check my emails, double check. I'd ask him to email me, who said he works for one of the billboard companies up through there, because I suggested maybe we need to raise a little money and put our own billboard up. What do you think to combat what Gavin Newsom, the message that Newsom has out there? Dennis writes, here's something to think about, Joey. Since 1973, the number of African-American babies that have been aborted today would have been old enough to be voting for Stacey Abrams and Raphael Warnock, but they're not here. They're gone. That is something to think about, isn't it? As much as Democrats and Stacey Abrams particularly love to recruit new voters, they're not thinking about the fact that every baby that they kill is a potential voter, are they? Texter says, Stacey Abrams says fetal heartbeats manufactured. I think she's mistaken. She needs to check her own heart and morals. Kirby in River Falls says the same people that believe in abortion also think it's wrong to put someone on death row, that it's wrong to execute them. Funny how that comes about, isn't it, Kirby? 877-235-9405 on Free Speech Friday. Your comments are welcome as well. Portions of today's show brought to you by the Bank of Travers Rest. There's no bank that I trust more than my bank, the Bank of Travers Rest, for over 37 years. I've used the Bank of Travers Rest because they offer all the benefits of banking with the big guys, yet they provide that unparalleled customer service. They call you by name. And that only comes from a community bank, from your local bank. Learn more about my bank because they need to be your bank as well. Bank of Travers Rest. Find them at bankoftraversrest.com, member FDIC. So I mentioned a minute ago that according to Pew Research, that the practice of Christianity as a religion is declining in America. We've kind of noticed that the Christian values have been diminishing, haven't we? No way we can be living in a world like we are now. No way we can be talking about abortion the way we are. And and Christianity not be declining. Well, according to Pew Research, Christianity's demographic has been decreasing since the 1990s, but more so recently. Many adults transition to an identity as atheist, agnostic, or nothing in particular. In the early 1990s, about 90% of people in the U.S. identified as Christians. Now, think about that. That's not that long ago, the 1990s. And 90% of U.S. citizens identified as Christians. In 2020, just a couple of decades later, Christians accounted for 64% of the U.S. population, including children. So we went from 90% people who said they were Christians in 1990, fast forward to 2020, and it's dropped off to 64%. Is that surprising to you? Also, those not affiliated with the religion has grown from 16% in 2007 to 30% in 2020, according to the research. All other religions like Islam, Hinduism, Buddhism accounted for about 6%, according to Pew. And depending on whether religious switching continues at recent rates, if it speeds up, stops, slows down, Pew's projections show that Christians of all ages shrinking from 64%, where it is now, to a little more than half, 54%, just above one-third of all Americans by 2070. Over that same period, nuns would rise from the current 30% to somewhere between 34% and 52%. I mean, we're going in the wrong direction, right? As my Granny Lindsay would say, we need a revival. That's what we need in America. No wonder we're having to deal with some of the things that we're having to deal with if we're turning our back on God, right? Pew says that even if nobody switches their religion affiliation in the coming decades, the number of religiously unaffiliated people is hypothesized to approach or exceed the number of Christians by 2070. That's just hard to believe. That we could be thinking that our country founded on freedom of religion, we were primarily Christians, that's going away. Of course, 2070, I won't be here. And I'm glad that I won't, because that's pretty sad to me to think that my country, that at one point, not too long ago, that 90% of people in this country identified as Christians, and in just a few decades, less than half will do so. 877-235-9405. Glad to have you in. Quickly to the phones. John is in Gaffney. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Joey. How you doing?
I'm wonderful. Hope you are.
I'm doing great. It's Friday.
Oh, yes.
My opinion, you said something earlier about, can't remember exactly how you said it, but anyway, the people that are out there aborting their babies are ungodly women of not faith, because if they had faith, they'd be going by God's word, not killing their babies.
Yep.
And the Christian conservative women are not voting for these evil people that want to kill our babies. They're just not doing it. The yep. ones that's going to vote for them are the liberals that are wanting to kill their babies.
Yep.
Well, and I think there's more people in the United States. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
The only thing that I would say differently there is you're saying women, there are a lot of men involved in this too, because quite often the couple make the decision together. Not always, but we got to throw the men in there too, who just would rather their girlfriend or wife abort the baby, rather than being bothered with raising it. So they play a part as well. But you're right. And it kind of gets back to what I was just talking about with the fact that Christianity is going away in America. And so it's no surprise that we have these issues like abortion that we're talking about, when our values are changing, unfortunately.
Oh yeah. And people of faith that believe God's word, that believes in the Bible, they're not out here aborting babies.
No.
You know, and it says in the Bible that there will only be so many people that get into heaven. That's, I mean, you know.
Well, it's like I said, and you're totally right, John. Christians, someone of faith will rely on God, depend on God to help them through. Yes, I understand that maybe sometimes it's not the right time to be pregnant and have a baby. Sometimes, and you know, we had a caller yesterday who was kind of defending some of these young women who make the decision to abort because it creates financial hardship. You know, in her words, it created shame with their parents. They didn't want to go to their parents and let them know. But if you got a strong faith, then you're going to depend on God to take you through those times and depend on God to provide for you and that baby.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, talking about Stacey Abram, how stupid she is, this and that. You know, God, wicked people, God will make them stupid. And that's just, yep. we got a good showing that God is making all these evil people in government stupid by the way they talk.
Yep. Hey, John, appreciate you listening. And Gaffney, have a great weekend. And again, I get back to this whole idea that the problem with abortions, that would go away as well if, as I mentioned a minute ago, we have a good old-fashioned revival. We get back to God. You put God back into the equation. A lot of these issues go away, right? 877-235-9405 at 646 on The Morning Answer.
I guess I'll find love, peace of mind some other time, but I...
It's The Morning Answer on 94.5 The Answer.
Hey, whether you're replacing a broken appliance, maybe that refrigerator just laid down on you last night, or you're upgrading your kitchen, upgrading the look to enhance the feel of your home. When you're ready, you sure don't want to have to wait weeks or months to get the appliances that you need, right? Fortunately, when you shop with my friends at Discounted Appliance Warehouse, there's never any shipping or supply issues. With over 1,500 appliances in stock, you buy today, you use today. It's just that simple. I'm talking 11,000 square feet, slam full of appliances. And with their expert installation, award-winning service department, and extended warranties, Discounted Appliance Warehouse, they've got you covered well after the sale. That's because you're more than just a credit card swipe to Jeff and the Discounted Appliance Warehouse team. They really do treat you like family. I can tell you firsthand. Discounted Appliance Warehouse. They're proud to offer Speed Queen, the only washer and dryers with manufacturer's warranties that cover parts and labor up to 7 years. You heard me right, 7 years. And big news, you heard it here first. Check out their new Overstock Appliance Center in the market at the mill, conveniently located there in Pickens. You're going to get some clearance pricing there. Discounted Appliance Warehouse, it's worth the drive over to Pickens, and you can find them online 24/7 at discountedappliancewarehouse.com. It's 12 minutes before the hour.
Welcome back to The Morning Answer. Want to talk to Joey? Give us a call on the PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition call line. 877-235-9405.
PhD, the official weight loss program of the Clemson Tigers.
Now, here's Joey Hudson on 94.5 The Answer.
An uncomfortable moment yesterday on The View. Whoopi kind of put her foot in her mouth again. She was forced to explain a joke about Senator Lindsey Graham in an earlier segment that appeared to allude to gay marriage. So here's what happened. After White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, who was a guest on the show, kind of lit into Graham over his call for a federal limit on abortions after 15 weeks, she asked what changed with him since Graham had earlier declared issues like abortion and marriage should be left up to the state. So here's the exchange with Jean-Pierre and the ladies of The View.
We are less than 50 days away from the midterm elections. What does a win look like for this administration?
I love that you asked me that question. One thing that I really want to call out is we have Lindsey Graham, Senator Graham, and other leaders of the Republican Party who are saying, and they're being very clear about this, folks, we got to listen to them, that they want a national ban on abortion.
Yes.
And it's not going to matter if you're in a red state or a blue state. That means it will be completely banned. That is their message That's what they're doing here. And we have to remember that we can't allow that to take us back. We cannot be moving backwards. And it's not just abortion. It's going to be on marriage. It's going to be on contraception. It's going to be on our privacy. And so we have to remember what is at stake for all of us as we move forward. And so want to call that out. And also, Senator Graham had said maybe about a month ago, early August, that he believes when it comes to marriage, when it comes to abortion, it's for states to decide. So, Senator Graham, what changed?
Yeah.
I know. What changed?
Well, maybe he's getting married.
Oh, I doubt that. Okay.
Do it quick, because I know people are fooling around with our marriage rights, whoever, wherever you stand.
How funny, huh? Maybe he's getting married. Many progressives have, of course, complained about the overturning of Roe v. Wade. We know that. As part of that decision, there was suggestion that maybe there would be a ban on same-sex marriage or even interracial marriage. Justice Thomas raised some concerns. So after a commercial break, Whoopi came back and said that she needed to address something before introducing the next topic. She never explained what she was referencing and never even named Senator Graham, it was pretty clear what she was apologizing for.
Before I do this introduction, I need to make clear that I was doing what I do as a comic. Sometimes I make jokes, and it was a joke. Nothing more than that. I just got a whole conversation about people misunderstanding the joke. I mean, okay. I should probably never do this show again. If this is what it's coming to. No. Was a joke, guys. I'm, you know.
So obviously the View producers must have scolded her during that break for her to come back and apologize. Again, she never mentioned Senator Graham, but it was definitely an apology. She got herself in hot water earlier this year when she falsely said that the Holocaust was not about race, referring to Jews and gypsies as two white groups of people. ABC suspended Goldberg for 2 weeks for the remarks, which she later apologized for those as well. it just, wow. 877-235-9405. Up next hour, the special master assigned to review the documents taken during the August raid of Mar-a-Lago is asking former President Trump to and his attorneys to, quote, back up his claim that the FBI planted evidence in this property that was removed from his Florida estate. Judge Raymond Deary, the special master selected after being approved by Trump, told his attorneys they would need to submit a sworn declaration that details a list of any specific items set forth in the FBI's detailed property inventory that plaintiff asserts were not seized from the premises. This guy appears to be no nonsense, and he's ready to get this done. He wants the FBI. He also gave them a list of things that he wants by Monday as well. And by the way, Matt Margolis with PJ Media revealed yesterday there's another former president storing classified documents. Donald Trump evidently is not the only former president to have classified documents. This time they're being stored, and the federal government's paying for the storage in an abandoned furniture warehouse. Guess who this president is? I'm gonna give you a hint. This warehouse is located just outside of Chicago. Who do you think it was or is? 877-235-9405. You can text your answers to the Big Rock text line. For all your natural stone and hardscape needs, visit GoBigRock.com. It's 6:58. Glad to have you in on Free Speech Friday here on The Morning Answer.
four-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.